HBU to me, like, I want to say it's more than just home. I like to tell people this is a process that I needed to be at where I can develop my spiritual gifts, how to become a strong leader. I came in and I thought I was just going to go to class and check out, go back home and forget about it, trying to get to know people. But no, it was more than that. I had a hard time trusting people. Had a hard time sharing my past with people because I felt like they were going to judge me the wrong way. But once I did, I needed to do that. And I noticed by doing that, I grew stronger with the Lord. And then I was able to listen to others and give them my opinion.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Jonathan Rangel Salazar is the class of 2019 education major with a Spanish certification for K through 12. He was crowned homecoming king in fall 2017 and Mr. HBU in 2019. Jonathan served with the Baptist Student Ministries and started the first ever Spanish Bible study, Profundo, at HBU. He has served as a Husky ambassador and was involved with the Latino Student Success Involvement Initiative. Jonathan is the first person in his family to graduate from college.
Well, how did you get to HBU?
You know, it's something that I still think about that, and pretty vague to say in a Baptist university. I want to say it was God that brought me here. I wasn't planning on applying. HBU was nowhere in my sights on universities. My goal was Sam Houston State. After I finished Lone Star College, I applied at Sam Houston University. I got accepted, but I didn't get the scholarships or financial aid, and I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have a plan B. I was set on Sam Houston, and then one day I'm driving on 59, and I see a big sign, Houston Baptist University, and I argued with myself, and I was arguing with the Lord in that moment, like, no, I'm not going to go in there. I'm not going to get accepted. It's a private university. They're not going to take people like me. I don't think they're going to accept me. What do you know? I pulled in. I went and walked into the admissions office to meet who then became my boss here at HBU, and she told me, and she looked at my transcript and said, you're going to get accepted. I didn't believe it, and fast forward 3 years later, I'm about to receive my bachelor's degree here at HBU, and I'm really excited.
About 40% of the student body of HBU is Latino. What was the Spanish Bible study like?
So at first, I caught everybody by surprise. The director for the BSM at that time didn't know what to expect. He just told me, you can take lead and do what you like, and I said, okay, well, I'm pretty nervous about this. I promoted as much as possible, try to get as many people to come. It was a group of 10 people, I want to say, and honestly, it became like a family. It was our home away from home, where we can come in and read the scripture and share our moments, how we're struggling, how we can help each other out. And it was something, honestly, that it was God sent. It wasn't just me. I want to say, give credit to everyone that attended to that Bible study. And the person that I disciple now is actually taking charge of that. And he'll be taking over once I leave from the university, so that's really exciting.
What has HBU meant to you?
HBU to me, like, I want to say it's more than just home. I like to tell people this is a process that I needed to be at where I can develop my spiritual gifts, how to become a strong leader. I came in and I thought I was just going to go to class and check out, go back home and forget about it, trying to get to know people. But no, it was more than that. I had a hard time trusting people. Had a hard time sharing my past with people because I felt like they were going to judge me the wrong way. But once I did, I needed to do that. And I noticed by doing that, I grew stronger with the Lord. And then I was able to listen to others and give them my opinion. And honestly, it was like a rehab for me. And now that I'm done, I've had so much of it, like, I can't believe it's over. I feel strong. I feel that I can walk better with the Lord. And I felt that the Lord really put me to a challenge here he kind of like said, okay, let's see what you got. And I know I passed, and I know he's really happy for me, and I'm ready for the next step, whether that's here or whether that's wherever I need to go. I know God's going to give me the right people, and he's going to put the right people in front of me.
How has your academic training been at HBU?
It's been great. It's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard. But if it wasn't for the professors, honestly, the professors here really care for you. You're not just any regular student. They want to know who you are. They want you to come into their office. They want to see how they can help you and pray for you. So every time I struggled with anything, it could be the simplest thing on, even if I were to ask, how do I write my name on this paper? It would go out of the way to just help me out with that, if it was to be that, you know? So I want to say, Mike, I think I was good enough academic before. Like, I knew I was a good student, but when I came here, they challenged me, and they also were there for me and helped me out in whatever ways possible. And honestly, I don't think I would have the grades if it wasn't for the professors or my classmates that were also helping me out.
What has been your experience here at HBU in student life? You've been a Husky ambassador, a homecoming king. It seems like you've had quite a few unique distinctives. What's it been like?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get involved much with school. I wanted just to go home. I didn't want to meet new people. I don't know why, I just didn't want to, but then out of nowhere I felt like, you know what, if I really want to make this worthwhile, I should just go and do things, you know. And when I got involved with BSM, I realized that it was a good community for me, and I got to meet other people, got to learn from them. Then I became a Husky ambassador, and then I realized how much I can talk and make people laugh without me even realizing it. And then not only that, but when I gave tours, it was kind of like my tour. It felt like it was mine. I'm going to show you the school that I go to. This is my home. And when I started my senior year, I met a lot of people that I gave tours to, and they told me, you know, the reason why I took the tour with you, like, that helped me make my decision that HBU was home. So when I hear stuff like that, I realize that, you know, student life was something I needed to do. And whether that was giving tours, whether that's leading a Bible study, being homecoming king, or whatever the case is, you know, the people voted and I won. That's all I can say. But it's not just me. I think it's overall HBU that has made it for me.
So you're the first person in your family to graduate from college. What has it been like to be a first-generation graduate? That's quite an accomplishment.
It was really a lot of pressure on me, too. I felt as if I were to fail, then I'll be just exactly what other people would say. You're not going to make it. You're not going to do it. Because I've heard that many times. Mom and dad and my siblings would always say, you got this. You were the one that no one expected to succeed, and look where you're at now. Now I'm leading the way for my younger sister, for my cousins, my younger cousins. I want them to look at me and say, he's leading the way, and he's leading the way for the entire family. I know both of my grandmas are watching me from heaven, and I know I'm making them proud. It took me a long time to be here, but I know at the end of the day, the journey was worth it. And there were many roadblocks, there were many obstacles, people trying to drag me down. But overall, God was always there for me. And here I am now. And being the first one, yes, it's a lot of pressure on me. And I feel any little mistake can affect that. But I also don't want my family to feel the pressure that I did whenever they go to university or they try to graduate. I want to be able to help them out also and be an extra hand. I didn't have that. I had to do and dig everything on my own. But now I'm able to provide help for others, for my family. So I think, yes, it was a lot of pressure, but at the same time, someone had to do it. And I think the Lord picked me for a reason, and I'm willing to help my family out in whatever ways I can.
It must be very inspiring to be a first-generation college graduate. What kind of inspiration has that provided to your family members?
I know when I talk to some of my cousins, you know, we're having so much fun in high school, you know, parties, sports, and I get it, you know, that's it, something a lot of high schoolers want to do. But at the end of the day, I see it in them when they look at me and they tell me, how's school, how's college, how are you doing it, you know, you're working, you're doing all this, how is it even possible? You must be really smart. And I was like, well, one, I am smart, but two is because I'm putting in the work. And I want y'all to do the same. So I really hope that they do see me like that. They do see me as like the cool older cousin and sometimes I can embarrass them, which is, it's funny, but I just hope that the family is really, really proud, and I hope that all my cousins do want to go to university one day.
A college degree from HBU is quite an accomplishment. HBU's education is vigorous, it's challenging, but the degree is distinctive. What is the future of your life going to be like with a college degree from HBU?
Man, this is like new territory for me. If you were to tell me when I was in high school, you're going to go to HBU and you're going to graduate, I would have laughed. I never expected that I would be graduating with a bachelor's degree. Never, ever. Let alone from HBU. To me, HBU is considered, to me, the best school. I always say Houston Baptist University. That's not the name of it. It's Houston's best university. That's the way I like to call it. But the education has helped me out in a lot of ways. See, I grew up in the streets in the Northwest area in Houston, and I kind of, my grammar was not proper. It's more like a slang term. So I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. I guess you can say I picked up a couple of the language there. So when I came to HBU, that helped me out a lot, how to speak properly, how to be professional, which I never knew how to do that. We didn't grow in an environment where that was shown to us besides the teachers in our high school. Honestly, I think because of the teachers in high school, I was able to see some professionalism through them. I didn't think it was going to affect me as much, but like you said, yeah, it's well respected from HBU. I sometimes walk around here in Houston, I have an HBU shirt, and people tell me, wow, it must be really great to be at a HBU. And I like to say yes. I think this is an amazing school, and it really shaped me up into the professional that I am now.
Now that you've graduated with a college degree and a Spanish certification K-12, what's ahead for you in the future?
Yeah, so I was hoping to be a teacher. Oh, that's what I was planning on doing. But God works in mysterious ways that I tried questioning it, but you know, I just gave up already. I'm just more like, whatever you say, Lord. Another reason why my future was set thanks to HBU was because one day I went, well, it was summer when I took a 10-day trip to Israel through the organization called Passages.
Oh, sure.
And I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought, okay, cool, we're going to see Israel. That's it. You know, it's done. But no, I kept getting involved with the organization to the point where they decided to hire me full time. So I'm going to be working for Passages Israel, which is located in Naperville, Illinois. I have become their new leadership development coordinator for their fellowship program. That has nothing to do with being a teacher, but this is where the Lord has called me to be at, and I'm ready to take the next step. And if it wasn't for HBU that introduced Passages in my life, I don't think I would have had the passion that I do now for the ministry, and I'm ready. That's exactly what I'm going to do next. I'm going to be moving to Naperville at the end of May, and I'll be working full-time with Passages.
That's fantastic. Passages is a great organization, and through your experience at HBU, you were introduced to Passages, and now you're going to go work for them, arrange trips to Israel for all kinds of students and adults. What is your position going to be?
So once you complete your 10-day trip with Passages, you can apply to go back to Israel as a fellow or as a mentor, I guess you can say. So the fellow position is that you pair up with another fellow and you become like a mentor for another group of 40 students that's going to go, whether that's in the winter, spring break, or the summer. My role will be that I will be helping fellows be selected and also kind of training them to get ready to lead a group in Israel for 10 days. So that's sort of, that's some of my role. And another role that I'll be taking is helping out with the new department that Passages has opened up, and that's the spiritual formation. That's brand new. We haven't really tapped into what that's going to look like. I know it's going to be that we're going to get more into details when I move officially there, but I'll be helping out with the spiritual formation department as well.
Now, Naperville is a Chicago suburb, and you're going to need a winter coat. Are you ready as a Texan to live in Naperville?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not too much of a fan of the cold, but you know, I've learned that God's going to put you in places that you're not comfortable in, you know, to help you grow. So Of course, I'm going to miss the hot weather. Not so much, though, but I'm ready, you know. Not too much of the cold weather, but I think it's good.
To me, going to Israel is very important. There's such history, and obviously so much of the news of the world intersects with the nation Israel. The news distorts the true reality of Israel, geopolitically and so many other ways. But when you go to Israel and you see that biblical history, and then you see the viability of the nation, it's really important. What kind of change did your experience have with you going to Israel?
Yes, to me, the way it changed me, I think it made me realize that there's more to it. To me, it was just like, sure, let's read the Bible. But I landed in Israel, and I was sucked into the Bible.
Like, exactly.
I got to experience, like, I'm walking. This is Jesus' neighborhood. This is his hood, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I like to call it when we were in Nazareth. And then we went near the Gaza border, and we kind of saw how people lived out there. It's a different world, you know, and it opened up my eyes to just more than just, okay, Israel, Holy Land. No, there's much more to it. You learn politics. You learn how our president has made it official. Jerusalem is considered the capital of Israel. Glory to God, you know, for that. A lot of things that I was unaware of that opened my eyes, whether that's politically or biblically, spiritually. And now I can say I have a family in Israel as well. I did a three-month internship last summer, and thanks to the family that hosted me, I think I was able to learn even more about that.
Where did you live in Israel?
In Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem?
Yes, sir.
And was it a Jewish family?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. And where did you live in Jerusalem?
I was not too much near the Old City, but the Old City was like 10-minute walk mm-hmm. from the house where I was at.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you are one incredible young man, and it has been exciting to talk to you today. I know your future is going to be absolutely dynamic. Jonathan is going to be serving now as a graduate of HBU at Passages. He's going to be involved with a nation every believer loves and cherishes, the nation of Israel. We know that God obviously has a very long-term plan for the nation Israel. Now, you may know of a son or daughter, a grandson or a granddaughter that could come to HBU and experience the same benefits that Jonathan has. Call our admissions line at 281-649-3211 and ask questions about how you can plug in, get connected at HBU, or connect a son or daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter. All this information is available too online at hbu.edu/admissions. We'll keep that up on the screen. Jonathan, it's been great to have you today. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.